committee is meeting to order. For the record, members in attendance are Representative Schultz, Representative Sun, Representative Hoffman, Representative Navar, and myself, Representative Kern. Today, we'll be talking about
The first place has 10, and we have 9.
House Bill 138, an act regulating the sale and use of PVC-based marine anti-fouling paints and coatings. And we've had this bill before us in committee before, and we've worked out some further details on the bill. And I'd like staff to explain the changes in the CS. I don't want to adopt the CS yet. I just want to look at some of the changes. For the record, I'm Representative Pearson.
On teleconference?
Yes.
I'm Deborah Greenberg from the House Resources Committee. And the changes in the committee substitute for House Bill 138 are on page one. They're marked on your bills. On page one, line 10, section one adds an amendment to Title 16 so that an application for a vessel license would require that a vessel license applicant sign a statement that says that they are not using TBT on their vessels unless they are using slow leaching TBT on an aluminum hull. Then on page two, line two, there's a change from July 1 to December 1, 1987. Similarly, on line five, from December 1, and from July 1 to December 1, 1987. And then from July 1 to December 1, 1992 on line 6. Then on page 2 also, from lines 7 to 13, there's language allowing the sale and the importation of slow leaching PVT-based paint in order to accommodate vessel owners with aluminum hulls. Then in section or paragraph D on line 17, number 3 has been changed so that a passenger vessel, which had to be 3,000 gross tons or more, and any other vessel of 5,000 gross tons or more, have been collapsed into one amendment now so that it's just any vessel of 4,000 gross tons or more. This catches both the ferries and then makes it simpler so that there's just one tonnage cutoff for an exemption. Then on line 19 through 26, there's a definition of slow leaching that's been added to the bill. And similarly, on line 27, page 2 through line 2 on page 3, there's a definition of TBT, marine anti-fouling paint or coating, which has been used in the bill. On page 3, the CS has been amended, to include barges, and although we worked with a really thorough attorney,
this is real neat reading.
Drafting attorney, it goes to show what it does when you ask them to speed up their process in drafting the CSs. And the intent was to include barges, and the language now reads, including aircraft equipped to land on water and barges. And this can be simply changed by offering an amendment so that after including
still equipped
on line 4, it could read, comma, and barges, comma. Then on line 6 again, there's another date change. The effective date, instead of being July 1, 1987, is now December 1, 1987, in order to be consistent with the final cutoff for when you can actually apply TBT. And those are the changes, unless there are questions, Madam Chair. Yeah.
Are there any questions or
we have
Saka.
Okay, just a question, and I guess this would be to Representative Sun. But just wondering, this is, you give a cutoff date after December 1st, 1992. And I was just wondering why 1992 and why not, as the testimony has been brought out in this committee, it's a very toxic material, and I was just wondering why we haven't accelerated that to 1989 or something like that, 1990 even.
Madam Chairman, the cutoff date for the use or application of TBT was moved back from July 1 to December 1 of this year, and it's kind of an answer to that question to accommodate, I think what we need to do is a transition in, that we have a problem, we have the ability to get ourselves out of this without causing a massive disruption in the marketplace, that people have a chance to get this inventory off their shelves, and we're not going to run into a shortage of copper-based anti-fouling paints in the middle of the summer. So that date's moved back. The 1992 cutoff deals with fish culturing and capture nets. And I have a mark on my page, too, and I think that's something we need to discuss, that and I want to check with Jeff Short at Aqua Bay Labs, that TBT is somewhat water-soluble, and that if you don't treat these nets for 5 years, which they can't do, they cannot treat them after December 1st, what's left in the net? And again, it's kind of an economic issue to say, let's get out of this and stop using it, but not cause a huge, every aquaculture association in the state to have to go out and buy new nets next year or the year after that or the year after that. And they've stopped using the product on their nets, but they're still using the nets. And that's an issue I would look at. And then the testimony we had was, why can't I use my net after 1992 if the net is still in good shape? And that's an issue up in the air. I don't have a real feeling on it. So we could either take the whole sentence out or we could move the date forward. But again, I would note that we're not requiring people who have TBT on the bottom of their boats to go and take it off their boats. Right? We're saying you can't put any new stuff on, but you don't have to take the old stuff off. And that's another argument there.
Yeah, has any determination been made as to how much TBT is in the state of Alaska now available for purchasing? Is any kind of an idea at all? Has any determination also been made, two questions, as to how many people have applied this to their nets in the state at this point in time?
I can ask DEC to come up. I guess, Madam Chairman, maybe we ought to just have them at the table.
Yeah, they're next.
On that question there, on the net use, the only net use I'm familiar with using TBT is in the aquaculture area. I'm not sure that the seines or gill nets that are actually used in the fishing operation are treated with TBT. Now, I'm not familiar at all with trawls or fishing trawls in offshore fishing. That's not my expertise, but I know they've all stopped using it in Southeast, or all of the aquaculture associations have stopped using TBT on their nets as of last year, and DEC also has an in-house policy that anybody applying for a core permit, that they will not approve the core permit application if there's TBT use involved. The amount of TBT on the shelves in Alaska right now, I'd say every store that handles anti-fouling paint has some anyway.
For the record, I'd like to note that Ripson DeBeer is also here. Go ahead, Doug.
Hi, I'm Doug Donegan in the Department of Environmental Conservation. In order to prepare a fiscal note for this bill, we undertook a little survey here in Juneau of the types of facilities we considered might be selling TBT to determine how many of them actually were. Based on Department of Revenue figures, there's approximately 938 facilities that fall into categories we assumed would be carrying TBT. After looking at 21 of those types of businesses here in Juneau, we found that 43% of them were actually carrying the product, and that included places such as Western Auto and Fred Meyer's.
Do you have any, I think the question was volume.
No, I have TBT. No information on volume.
Thank you, Ripson.
Yeah, I guess I'd just like to suggest that somewhere in the bill we put language in that would prohibit additional inventory from coming into the state, so that if the goal is to, in fact, use up the inventory that's here now and not cause any disruption in the marketplace, then that language could be added that would prohibit additional supplies from coming in. I mean, it just seems like an added precaution.
if I could have, Representative Barr, your point being that the person wouldn't have any incentive to bring in any inventory that he would have on his shelf by December 1st, but if he is real low right now and anticipated sales between now and December, that he would bring something in to consume by December?
Right. We just opened the window up from July 187, I believe, to December 187, and I guess what I'm leading to is that the fishing seasons around the state will be ending, and boats will be pulled out of the water from time to time, and that's a good time to paint the boats. And if, in fact, this does work as good as testimony has indicated, if a lot of them might want to paint their boats before the window is closed, and in fact, we'd have to import more of the paint into the state in order for them to accomplish that.
Maybe we should look at differentiating between sale and use. Shockey, did you have something to add to that?
This is Deborah Greenberg from the House Resources Committee. That was discussed by the various staffs with the department, and there was an interest in doing that, and the language certainly can be added to the bill. The problem is that there's no way to enforce that at all, so there was that question remaining. But effectively, in the bill, the sale is prohibited.
I guess I would still like to see some language in the bill, and I think that DEC could send out a letter notifying the supplier that they can't be importing it into the state after July 1 or whatever the date we determine is, and that even though there wouldn't be a lot of enforcement on it, it still might help.
I'm going to keep the bill in committee. And the Senate bill is going to be read across tomorrow, so that will come back here, and then we'll work with what you need to find here. Representative Sun?
Yeah, I would just note that there's a couple other items regarding the Department of Environmental Conservation that I'd like them to undertake in terms of notification and education or publication of lists of paints that have TBT or maybe not have TBT, or which ones that fit in this slow leaching category, and perhaps we could put that in a letter of intent, that to the degree that they have funding or time available to do that, they could undertake those notifications, and then also include Representative Navarre's concern in that issue. I would just like to put on the record a comment here on the slow leaching aluminum hull vessel issue, and it's one that's come up, and just so that people here understand and the record has it clear that the problem is putting a copper-based anti-fouling paint on an aluminum hull vessel causes an electrolysis problem. The two metals are incompatible, and we've run into this around the nation, I guess. Everybody's coming to the same problem. In fact, we've got a statement from the Coast Guard saying that it's probably unsafe from a vessel stability point of view or safety point of view to have that. So the only way we could see to get around it was, one, to adopt this slow leaching definition, which is on page 2, lines 19 through 27, and we're trying to use the same definition as used in all the rest of the other states, so that there's one similar definition in Virginia and Maryland and California, so the paint manufacturers only have to deal with one substantive factor in all the states, and they can develop a paint that meets that criteria. And we, in this legislation, we've restricted the use of that slow leaching paint on aluminum hull vessels only. Again, that's an enforcement problem issue. How do you tell? You know, we're not going to make the store owner be the one who has to say, well, are responsible for making sure it only goes to people that own aluminum hull vessels. But to accomplish a little bit of the enforcement, that's what Section 1 was for, that on people who have to get limited entry licenses, vessel licenses, that on their application there will be a signature line that they have to sign subject to a penalty of perjury that they're not using it. So hopefully we'll get that far. And I would note, also, Madam Chairman, for the record, that some of the resolutions or some of the fishing organizations in the state are adopting resolutions in their own bodies to voluntarily stop using TBT-based paint. So I think we're going to have a lot of support in the industry just to stop buying this stuff, and that'll help on the enforcement issue. There are a couple other technical issues that have come up here, and I'd like some help perhaps from Representative Davidson on page 2, line 16, in this foreign vessel category. We have a foreign vessel temporarily in state water. I'm not sure what temporarily in means, and resource staff has brought up that as an issue to define, but I'm trying, Cliff, trying to think of a foreign vessel that would stay in state waters for a long period of time, and I don't, the best I can come up with is the trampers that go into the bay, I guess, and tie on alongside of a processor for 60 or 70 days and just unload fish, but do you have any out in your area that foreign vessels that would stay in the state for a long period of time?
No, I can't think of any.
You got to use your...
I can't think of anything right now. Representative Sund, you mentioned the tramp steamers, and perhaps some processing vessels would, but they'll be closed out anyway, so I can't think of anything that would be in state waters over an extended period of time.
Representative Sund, the Japanese longliners, they come over and they spend quite a bit of time. They spend it in Bristol Bay, Norton Sound, and then Bering Sea. But I don't know how long that is. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we adopt the CS and then make some conceptual changes to the CS? I'd entertain a motion to adopt the CS. Representative Schultz.
So moved.
We have the CS adopted. Any objections? Hearing none, the CS is before us. Yeah, okay, maybe we could start with the language for the hand barges. What was your comment there?
The suggestion, if it's the intent of the committee, which is what we're trying to draft here, to have vessels and therefore have the ban on TBT apply to barges, would be to an amendment to page 3, line 5, to insert a period after water and delete and barges period, and after including on line 4, to insert a comma and barges comma.
Can I get that in form of motion, please?
So moved, Madam Chair.
It's been moved. Correction on page 3. Any objections? Hearing none. So moved. Definition for temporarily. Is there anything that we have?
Are we taking out airport?
No. No.
All those guys.
Madam Chairman, on the foreign vessel temporary, I'd like to just have an opportunity to work on that a little bit.
Okay, well, hold
that's
on that
okay.
One. How about page 1, line 26, Shockey? Is there any language for that?
Madam Chairman, I've passed out a series of proposed amendments here that staff has prepared, and I think that one is on there, and some of the words that are proposed or the word insert partially or completely in place of immersed.
That's really low.
Let's see.
Why don't we we just work on this and come back with a new CS if we're going to be doing this?
That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
The issue that came up, Madam Chairman, was immersed or submerged, when you look at definitions, usually mean totally immersed or submerged. And what we're aiming at here is buoys, pilings, and items that the total entity may not be submerged, but part of it may be in the water. So the proposal is to take the word immersed out and insert partially or completely, and I'd make that motion. That's on page 1, line 26.
Any objections? Hearing none, that's adopted.
Okay, Madam Chairman, the other amendment I have is the first one on the page I handed out on page 1, line 19, to insert a new bill section. This is a title amendment in Title 46 under DEC's control or authority, and it's to add a new authority to DEC to inspect the premises of sellers and suppliers of paint, vessels, marine and boating supplies, and take other actions necessary to enforce this section. The intent is to specifically state which department and state government is supposed to do this and give them the authority to. And I'd make that motion.
Send them to the shall or the may?
I think it's a may, isn't it? I don't have the title in front of me, Representative Cotton, but I believe it's may.
This is just giving them the additional authority to do this.
Yeah.
Any objections to the motion? Hearing none, so ordered. Is there anything else before the committee? Because if not, I'd like to take testimony from CITCA.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill. All right. I'd like to ask, what is there to the price of TBT base bottom paint? A supplier tells me that all the paint he sells that has TBT. Without a good painter, boats won't make it. Congress is also working on a bill. If Congress passes a law, industry will be forced into developing a new paint. But if only Alaska passes it, the fishermen will be in trouble. I ask you to find out about a substitute before passing a bill. I accept that it is a bad material, but it will be a disaster to lose our boats through poor protection. I question, if it is such a bad material, why allow large vessels to continue using it? Make them quit using it also, and the lobby for another paint will be larger. We've just come online on this thing just late yesterday, so I really haven't had a chance to look into it very much, but it's quite serious to us, and I'd like to see a good substitute paint first. So that's really all I've got to say on it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Representative Sund. I appreciate your comments, and that's one of the reasons we've pushed back the effective date to December so that we wouldn't run into a shortage. But some of the testimony we've had in the committee is that copper-based anti-fouling paints are available, and that with a given lead time of 8 to 9 months here, that an adequate supply could be obtained in the stores and boatyards for application. And maybe I'd like to appreciate your comment or observation on that testimony.
Well, speaking to Murray Pacific here in town, at this time they don't know of anything that's readily available to them, and they were quite concerned on it, which is why they contacted us. So unless there is something readily available, why, this is something we need to look into a little bit further. And as I say, Murray Pacific doesn't know of it at this point. They're the chief supplier for the fishermen here in this town. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to now go to Petersburg. I believe there's a couple people to testify there.
We just have observers here. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anything that anybody would like to say now? Because I'm going to, what I'd like to do is take the bill and put the amendments into the CS and come back with the CS, and also take the Senate bill that comes over and look at that and figure out what to do.
Yeah, just a comment into the person in Sitka. We'll work on getting a list. If you could give our office a call or my office a call in Juneau, a list so we can get a hold of Murray Pacific of some other paints and items that are available. And also on your point of trying to keep this uniform nationwide, we are using similar formulas or definitions of the paints, the banning of the TBT, definition of TBT, and definition of the low leaching TBT is identical in all of the states. Virginia's already enacted this into law. It's in front of the Maryland legislature and also in California, Oregon, and Washington. So there is an attempt to keep some uniformity in the definitions nationwide so that the paint manufacturers only have one formulation to have to deal with. And hopefully with a 9-month lead time here, we'll be able to resolve this without a serious disruption in the economy.
Okay. Mary, in California, Mary Morgan, do you have anything to add today?
No, I don't. Actually, the only thing I did want to say is there are copper-based paints that are readily available, and we can get a list to you to get out to your people.
Okay, thank you very much. Nothing further to come before the House Resource Committee and we're adjourned.
I'd like to appoint a subcommittee on recreation rivers, and hopefully we can work out some of these details that we've been struggling with. Mr. Sund has volunteered to be on the subcommittee. I don't know if anybody else is interested. Hopefully one of the minority members would then be willing to join us.
Doesn't make any difference to me.
Neither one of you interested?
I'll do it.
I know you spend a lot of time in that area yourself. Anybody else that's interested, too? This is like as 4 o'clock today. All right, 4:30. TBA.
Madam Chairman, I just wanted to be sure that we were going to get those lists from Mary Morgan. I think if we can make them available to the offices of each coastal community, then that would be helpful.
Okay.
Thank you.
I would just like to know who took a handwritten note about the size of this and put on my chair saying, "Lay off wreck rivers or die," this morning.
On your chair?
Whose handwriting?
It's unidentifiable.
Chair, your office?
It's in my office.
God.
I didn't.